Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Westside Chicago woman is arrested for DUI after a crash with a police car last night. Here's WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Chicago police say a 60-year-old woman hit a squad car as officers were heading southbound on Pulaski to answer a call about a fire. It happened at around 11:45 p.m., sending the woman's 2012 Volkswagen and the police car into a fence. The two officers went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The woman went to jail, police say, on suspected DUI. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, police still trying to figure out the reason why a 51-year-old woman shot to death a retired Illinois state police trooper and injured another retired state trooper and an off-duty officer before turning the gun on herself. It happened inside a cigar lounge in suburban Chicago. Lyle police say the shooting happened Friday at the Humidor Cigar Lounge. Lisa McMillan was found dead at the scene. 51-year-old Gregory Reeves pronounced dead at the hospital. The other men who were shot are expected to recover. Police say surveillance video depicts the shooting as without apparent provocation. Police said the woman and the victims were acquaintances. A DeKalb County man was in court today facing charges that he tried to kill two people by directing natural gas into an Elburn house.
A news release from Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon states that 33-year-old Frank E. Ryan is also charged with felony damage to property after he was taken into custody on Friday. Prosecutors allege that Ryan drilled a hole through the home's exterior wall, connecting a tube to the gas line and then placing the other end of the tube through the hole and into the home's interior. Two people were inside at the time. No one was injured. The homeowner discovered the tube and called 911. Kane County Circuit Judge Renee Cruz set Ryan's bail at $200,000. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
New figures from the Illinois Department of Public Health show that the number of abortions performed in the state increased about 7% from 2017 to 2018. The increase mostly came from Illinois residents who want the procedure. The Tribune reports the law allows state health insurance and Medicaid coverage for abortions. It also makes sure that abortions remain legal. Abortion rights supporters, however, say there's no way to know how the law affected the overall numbers. A two-year-old boy has died several days after a fire in Chicago's Burnside neighborhood on the south side.
The fire broke out in a two-story building at 91st and Langley in the Burnside neighborhood Wednesday afternoon. Jacarian D. Lewis was critically injured and taken to Comer Children's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead yesterday morning. A 94-year-old man also suffered burns in the fire. He is in serious condition at the University of Chicago Medical Center. Police believe the fire may have been started by a space heater. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An anonymous Streeterville resident gives Cook County Crime Stoppers $10,000 to post as a reward for any information on that string of recent robberies.
The donor hopes someone will come forward to take the money and point police to the suspects in 9 robberies in the Gold Coast and River North. The robberies occurring between December 24th and January 16th. Crime Stoppers Chairman George McDade said the donor expressed concern for the community's safety and felt the need to become involved. The suspects have been described as a group of men in their early 20s between 5'6" and 5'10". Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago church officials are telling a former suburban pastor to find a new home.
The former pastor at St. Zachary Parish in Des Plaines has been removed from ministry after inappropriate material was found on his computer. The Archdiocese of Chicago says Father John Plotkowski has been ordered to live away from the parish. Cardinal Blaise Supich wrote a letter to parishioners and the parish school community this weekend. While the Archdiocese won't comment on the nature of the material found on the computer, it says it has referred the matter to police and the Cook County State's Attorney. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Rockford area woman finds a kidney donor through Facebook.
Navy veteran 31-year-old Rachel Schultz of Belvedere was in stage 5 kidney failure and needed a kidney donor when Rockford radio station 95.3 The Bull detailed her plight in a Facebook post last July. 27-year-old Lakemore police officer Nicole Gaborik read the post and decided to become a donor. The surgery took place December 4th at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and both women say they feel great. Asked what she'd tell someone considering donating a kidney, Gaborik said it's easier than you could imagine. Jackie Swike, News Radio at 105.9 FM.
Third Congressional District candidate Marie Newman says her positions on health and economic issues are more in line with the Democratic voters than those of her incumbent, Dan Lipinski. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Democrat Marie Newman supports Medicare for All, an idea the more conservative Dan Lipinski says would be too costly. They disagree about that. And Newman wants to see the federal minimum wage raised to $15 an hour and higher taxes on the wealthiest earners.
There are folks that push back on $15 an hour. What we have to remember is that we can only get so much revenue from 1%. So if we have folks that are making a better wage and better quality of life, they are contributing back into the economy, and they are wage earners that are spending money in the economy, but also that tax revenue builds too.
There are two other Democrats in the District 3 primary race, Rush Darwish and Charles Hughes. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.